This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to Enterprise. This is Frida Liu. As countless businesses struggle for survival due to the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, many Malaysia's workforce continue to face rising unemployment rates, pay cuts and delayed salaries. To make matters worse, there are those who have lost their livelihoods due to wrongful terminations, giving rise to stressful and time-consuming employment disputes nationwide. Jumping to the fray, Shang & Co. developed Ask Ayla, Malaysia's first artificial legal assistant, which aims to provide employees with accessible legal advice at a fraction the cost of legal advice from that of a law firm. I'm here with Dato' Chris Chin, partner from Shang & Co. Good morning, Dato'.
Good morning.
So, was this in the making before the pandemic?
For us, Ayla, no, because we do have one, the first version of AI, which named as Ellie. This was created to cater for our existing family and matrimony clients.
Mm-hmm.
So, helping them to solve the queries,
right,
especially the procedure for divorce and billing status, you know. So after the first lockdown in Malaysia,
mm-hmm,
so we see the rise in the employment matters from our corporate clients. So that's why we see that in need. Mm-hmm. And of course, from the experience, what we got from the first version, LE, see the adaptation from our client, which they can accept this kind of the concept, you know. That's how Asaila was created.
Okay, so how long did it take to develop?
Well, basically about 7 to 8 months.
Okay, right.
Yeah, 7 to 8 months.
And is this something for the employer or the employee?
Well, in fact, it's for the employers. Because we see the hardship out to the cost to the employees. But we see the roots of the problem was actually we need to educate the employers.
Mm.
So we need to let them have the guidance and a set of the legal knowledge in terms of how you handle all the employment issues.
Right. And I guess when you develop Ask Ayla as well, right, there are some common issues and frequently asked questions, right? What are some of these common issues? Is it largely retrenchment?
Yeah, retrenchment or temporary laid off. Or in fact, even very simple issue, legal issues, just like whether they can issue any warning letters. You know, sometimes the problem is the employer, they lack the knowledge of how to follow the procedure for the termination, for example, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the issues that Asaila can cater,
right,
and can deal with.
And of course, these are the challenges, even if there is no pandemic, right? I mean, these are the common questions that the corporations would ask.
Yes, but the big difference is Asaila can provide you very, very fast response to the employers. Because these kind of things, I think, especially like they can deal with the issue, serious issue like sexual harassment,
mm-hmm,
or some, you know, theft issues, you know, or some serious misconduct, they can have the very prompt response and the news from Asaila.
Right.
They don't have to wait for the, you know, the lawyer to refer in 1 or 2 days. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not just about retrenchments and pay cuts. There'll be other concerns that companies would have as well.
Yes, of course.
Okay. But obviously, you've seen a lot of retrenchment exercises during this period.
Yes. But you're talking about retrenchment. Asaila also actually cater for small and medium enterprise, which they may have the ease of dealing on the retrenchment,
mm-hmm,
or as I say, the small issue. I would say this will cost them heavily when there's a litigation case, you know.
And so you would say that the uptake is more from SMEs, right? Because large corporations would have their in-house lawyers.
Yeah, most probably, yes.
And so far, what have you seen? Is it more the SMEs, though?
Yes, SME, though, yes.
So what are the packages available?
In fact, we have 3 types of packages. One, we will look at the size of the employees for the company. So the first one, we cater for small team, which is to have less than 25 employees, which costs $268 per month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the second one will be growing team, which is the employees will in the range of 25 to 70, which costs $300 per month.
Mm-hmm.
And the lastly, with the large team package, will cater for those the company with more than 71 and above 100 and below, sorry, and below 150 employees.
All right.
Which is $368 per month.
Okay, and what has been most popular?
Most popular will be the growing team.
All right.
And
the growing team. And okay, so if you need a one-off service, is this still a case of looking for an individual lawyer? Or do you foresee that, you know, most people actually have a lot of legal concerns and it's never just a one-off that you need their legal advice?
Yeah, it's not a one-off, you know. They have. You see, especially when it comes to employment issue, it keep on going, you know, just like, you know, it's like part of the day-to-day management for the company.
Mm.
So, yeah, I would say you need a set of guidance and procedure, especially when you want to do some termination, domestic inquiries you need to be done, especially for SME,
right.
Or the enterprise. They don't have this kind of knowledge in dealing with these issues. But when you have this set of guidance, then if you want to know more in depth about the particular issue, you can seek any legal advice accordingly.
Mm. Okay. You know, do you have an indication of unexpected costs, right? Whether in time or money, as a result of not seeking legal advice or onset? What I mean by this is, like, you know, because they didn't seek legal advice, the cost to them, you know, could have been avoided.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, maybe I can just share one of my experience.
You can share more. Where... So.
Okay, there's one of my clients that they had a case in industrial court whereby they, in fact, they terminate that employee, which they definitely have the merit, you know, there's a serious misconduct and, you know, blah, blah, on the issue of the employees. But they fail to carry out and comply the guidance and fail to carry out a proper domestic inquiry.
Right.
So that is where you can actually reduce your cost. You can avoid any litigation.
Mm.
But this case went to industrial court.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because it's failed to comply, obviously they have to compensate the employee.
Right. Okay, so basically they didn't follow the process, right? If they had followed the process, because right now industrial court sees it as unfair dismissal, even though the performance isn't good.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So, and you provide 24/7 assistance. So I assume most of this is AI at work.
Yes.
Okay. And
yeah,
you
sometimes
know,
like the first version of Ali, we see the adaptation by our existing clients. Sometimes when I speak to my clients, so all this simple question I can ask your Ali. So well, we see there's a great response to us when our client can do this kind of adaptation.
Okay. All right. We'll continue our conversation a little bit more. I'm here with Dato' Chris Chin from Shang & Co. Talking about Ask Ayla, which is Malaysia's first artificial legal assistant. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Begin fun moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. I'm speaking to Dato' Chris Chin, partner from Shang & Co, talking about Malaysia's first artificial legal assistant called Ask Ayla. And of course, you know, Shang & Co, this is not your first foray into AI, right? You've done something previously before. Ellie,
yes.
Okay, so Ellie is also using AI?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So,
but that's only close for our existing client.
Okay, so this is...
This is the first version we tried to... I mean, it's our first attempt, you know.
Right. And a subscription model, basically.
No. It's free of charge to our existing client.
Oh, okay. But with Ask Ayla, you work in a subscription model.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, so you shared an interesting example earlier on of, you know, how because you didn't follow due process, the unexpected cost, you know, in trying to, you know, I guess the dismissal of an employee, right? What are some of the FAQs that employees and employees would ask that can be addressed by Ask Ayla? Can you mention them again?
If we talked about the simplest one, will be the warning letters, whether the employer has issued the right warning letters, especially the content, and also a show cause letter. Yeah, because Ask Ayla, when you ask this kind of question, they will provide. We also will provide templates of the letters for the employer to issue.
I see. Okay, so that
this is the simplest. Procedure guidance for them.
Okay. So you also provide a template so that your words are, you know, legally sound.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because we understand that what kind of the... If you see, when the AI will ask some sort of the question, if those questions that they believe that you can actually qualify the employers to issue this kind of warning letter, they will give the templates to them.
Mm. Okay. And do you get employees coming to you as well?
Not really. For Ask Ayla, at this moment, not really.
Okay, so it's more employers, SMEs coming to you. And in terms of marketing this, you know, I guess SMEs would know about it and you would actually speak to SME corporations and just to let them know that this service is available?
Yeah, but in fact, the whole concept of Ask Ayla is to solve the problem of employees.
Mm.
actually, I mean, we create this to cater to the employers.
Okay.
But in fact, we are trying to solve the problem of employees because they are facing the hardship.
Mm.
But why they were facing the hardship? Because sometimes the company may just, you know, dismiss them unfairly, but or they don't really terminate it properly.
Right.
So they feel the pain.
Right.
So what we can do, we can't stay away to, you know, educate the employees, because that's the thing that they can't do anything for that. So the right way is we educate the employer, ensure that everything is done fairly, you know, for the termination or any kind of the employment matter.
Okay, and I think also, like as we mentioned earlier, a lot of SMEs don't have an in-house lawyer, unlike larger organizations,
yes.
Right? So in terms of the process, right? So, okay, if, for example, yes, sorry, you were saying, Dato?
Because I'm thinking to share more about, especially during the first lockdown, I received a lot of questions, which I find a similarity. The first question was asked by my existing corporate client about the salary reduction.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's why we come up something that, you know, we can give them a procedure and guidelines when you want to do salary reduction.
Right.
So you need to ensure the procedure you implement correctly and fairly to every staff.
Okay. Hey, tell me that story. So I guess a lot of companies have salary reductions. What is the process, right? So people, you have to inform them, you have to outline the cases. And is there a template for that as well?
Yeah, we do have the guidelines, you know. As I love to provide those guidelines and the forms or the necessary letters you need to send out to each and every staff, you know, just to ensure all this done proper way.
Right. Because if you don't send the letter, again, then the employee could actually complain about the employer.
Yeah, because you see, when you don't do it correctly, you will backfire you in the future. You won't feel the pain now. It may come back to you later on. Where the employees went and lodged a complaint.
Okay. So, you know, okay, you've got your basics with Ask Ayla, right? What then, when do you need to seek personal legal advice? When does it get further? When you're in trouble already, is it?
Yes. Yeah. Ask Ayla is definitely to prevent this approach for employers to avoid any litigation. Because when it comes to litigation, yeah, you are in trouble.
Okay.
It's like whether you have a good case, but you still need to spend a lot of the legal fees, you know, to defend your case.
Right. So if you can actually start doing this from earlier on, you wouldn't have that problem in the first place.
Exactly.
Right. You have any other stories you want to share or any final thoughts on this, Dato?
At this moment, not really.
Okay. All right. But it's very interesting that you're able to do this. As you're saying, it's beyond just about unemployment, right? About other matters in HR as well.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So thanks again for spending time with us this morning. I'm here with Dr. Chris Chin, partner from Shang & Co. You've been listening to Enterprise. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.